all the time? Amen. The Word of God says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Nick, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please? Amen. For God so loved. For God so loved. A couple of weeks ago, Sheila bought me a new wedding ring. Isn't that something? A wedding band? And this one's pretty cool because it measures all kinds of different things. It measures my heart's beat, how fast my heart's beating. I know it works, Beth, because last night at halftime, it was really high, the UK game, but it came down as the rest of the game went. It measures how good I'm breathing and all these type of things. And it also measures how good I sleep. Well, I want to tell you, last night when I woke up and saw my report this morning, I slept poor. And you want to know why? Because at about 3 o'clock this morning, God told me that I needed to change my sermon. And I'd already shared everything with BJ, and BJ had it all worked out. I don't know if you all know it, but BJ is the brains behind the operation. He has everything prepared and everything's there. And I already sent my scripture. I was already shared what I was going to be preaching on. And then this morning, about 3 o'clock, if you don't believe me, I can pull up the data on my phone. And I can show you exactly what was going on. I woke up, eyes wide open, and God started sharing with me, especially on this Sunday, that we need to talk more about what word? Love. Talk more about that word, love. You know, last Sunday, as we're in the third Sunday of Advent, which is a wonderful, great time of the year, we talked about those two powerful words, didn't we? About having peace and about having joy. As Christians, we truly believe, as a Christian, we have a lot of joy, don't we? Because why? We have the love of God way down deep inside of our hearts and in our lives. And that joy that we have in knowing that Christ has changed us now, and not only are we just a person, we are now with joy in knowing that we have the love of Christ, and now we are called a Christian. And you might say, well, how do you have peace? Well, we talked about that last Sunday a little bit, about having some peace and quiet. How do we have peace in this world when there's so much noise all around about us? Well, we as Christians today, we have peace in knowing that God has a place for us when we leave this world, don't we? That God has a place called heaven that is awaiting for us. So today we can truly say we serve an amazing God that gives us joy and what else? Gives us peace. Joy and peace. But as we lit this final third candle today, the pink candle, we talk about the love of Christ. I am so glad to know today that Christ loves me. Amen? Amen? Let's do that one more time. I am so glad today that Christ loves me. Amen? Amen? Actually, big question for you today. Where would you be without the love of Christ? You would just be a person, wouldn't you? You would just be a person that's a vapor in time, that after this world ends, it would all be done. But because of the love that God gives to us in our life, we cannot, no way ever, repay Him for what He has done. There in John 3:16, it says, "For God." When I say the word God, what comes to your mind? There's a lot of different definitions that are there. As a church, we talk about, we have the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and then Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, that is inside of us. So what does God mean to us? I believe today that God truly is the Creator, isn't He? Everything you see, everything that is round about you, praise be to God, He made, didn't He? He named every... I always wonder, how in the world, God, did you come up with some of these names? How do all these names... God named everything around about us, all of these things that we see. So basically, we could say this world would not have nothing if it didn't have God. If God didn't create all of those things, and God gave us all of those things. You know what else God did? Big one. God breathed life into you. God gave you your first breath. Any of you that are parents and grandparents this morning, do you remember on that day when that baby was brought into the world and the doctors and the nurses and everyone else is in that room and everybody's waiting for that baby to be born? Isn't it great when you hear that first cry? Isn't that something? That first cry that comes from that beautiful baby. And the thing about today, that first cry comes from who? That first cry comes from God. And God breathing life into that child. And praise be to God today. Not only does God give you that first breath, He's with you when? Every breath. And every breath that you breathe, God is breathing inside of your body the love that He has for you. So, we all know today, without God, we would have nothing. As Brother Charles says, and I thought about this morning at 3 a.m., Brother Charles too, when Brother Charles says, without God, without love, what? We have nothing. Without love, we have nothing. And without God, we have nothing. The Scripture says, for God, what? So love. So love. When I say the word love, what comes to your mind? Well, I have a family, and I've shared this with you before. I have a family that the word love is shared many, many, many times during a day. When I was growing up, some folks think this is a little funny, but my mama would tell me that she loved me when I opened up the refrigerator door. You know what else she would do? She would tell me that she loved me when I closed the refrigerator door. It was just love everywhere. And I heard it all the time. And I heard about how much people love me. I want you to know, some people say, well, Brother Paul, that's great, but I don't think nobody loves me. Guess what? I love you. And the people of this church loves you. And beyond that, are you ready for this? God loves you. God, that's wonderful, isn't it? For God so loved. If you say, well, who did He love? Who are the names that He loved? God loves every little baby boy and girl, doesn't He? God wanted everybody to experience that love that comes from Him. As Christians, we know that there's a lot of words of hate that are shared out in the world today. There's a lot of words that happen from time to time between family members. There's a lot of times that people say derogatory things to each other. There's a lot of times that we allow the world to dictate how we speak and how we talk to each other. But we all know that if we truly love somebody, we want the very best for them. You ever been in an argument before? No, preacher. I've never been. If we're all understanding today, we can all say today with great assurance, and if you just smile, then I know you're still here, and also that you had part of this, we've all been in arguments before, haven't we? We've all, including your preacher, and I'd say she'll amen that, and some of the families that I used to work with when I used to do my job. Even your preacher sometimes loses his cool, don't we? And we lose that, and we just blow up. And all of a sudden, all this love that we have in our hearts and our lives, just all of a sudden what? Goes away. And we say things that we wish we hadn't said, and we do things that we wish we hadn't done. But praise be to God, even when we are there, guess what? God still loves you. And God still wants to mend those fences. As Christians, God loved you so much. God gave you everything. Don't let hate take away your love. I'm afraid that's happening a lot today, isn't it? A lot of hate that takes away people's joy. I know one thing for sure. Because of God, I'm going to go to a place called heaven. Aren't you glad to know that? And all that's going to be in heaven, you know what it's going to be? There's no place in heaven for hate, is there? There's no place in heaven for derogatory things. The only thing that's going to be in heaven is the love of God. Aren't you glad to know that today? Is the love of God that is there for us. So, for God so loved. Who did he love? He loved the whole world. The whole entire world. Some people say, well, Brother Paul, I don't think he loves them. Look at them. Look what they're doing. Look at the way they're acting. Look at the places they go. Look, listen to the words that come out of their mouth. How can God love them? Well, now hear me when I say this. God may not love their words, and God may not love their actions. God may not love the way they treat somebody. God may not love some of the things that go on in their life, but God still loves what? Their soul. God still loves their soul. There is nobody in this world that God's ever going to give up on. Do you realize that? God's not going to give up on anybody. Some people say, well, Brother Paul, you know what? I don't know. I've done so many things, and I've acted so many different ways, and I've talked so many different ways, and I've hurt people down through my life. How in the world can God love you? Well, you know what? I can't really wrap my mind around it sometimes either. But I do know something, that beyond any shadow of a doubt, no matter who you are, God loves you. And God wants the very best for you. So today we know, for God so loved the world. How much did he love you? How much did God love you? How much does God love you today? We see that because of that, he gave his only son for you. He gave his only son for you. In your life, what is the things that you hold on to the most? What do you cling to the most? What is the most important thing that you have in your life? A lot of people say, Brother Paul, it's this, or it's other thing. Well, all of you that have been parents before and grandparents, I want to tell you something. I would say, and I hope, one of the most precious, priceless thing that you could ever have is that little baby, boy or girl, isn't it? To be able to wrap your arms around about them and love on them. And I remember, Heather's listening in on the phone, so I can't see if this embarrasses her or not. But I remember when Heather was young, I wanted to wrap bubble wrap around her. Did the rest of you want to ever do that? You just want to put bubble wrap around about them? And you sure don't want them to leave the house, do you? You want them right there beside you. You want them right close to you. You want them to be right there with you. Why is that? Because as a parent and grandparent, you never want anything ever to happen to your kids, do you? I've even said this, and you have too. I wish it was me instead of what? Instead of them. I wish I could have the pain instead of them. I wish I was going through that instead of them. So basically we say to ourselves, you know what? I believe a lot of you can agree with me this morning. A lot of us have laid down our lives for what? For our kids. For the people that we love. For the people that are close to us. I would never, ever in my life want for my actions to cause pain for my child, right? You want to do everything that you can to protect your child and to let your child know how much they are loved. Well, look at God, what He did. The most precious thing that God had was His Son, wasn't it? The most precious thing. The thing that meant more to God. I believe God could have sent $1 billion if He wanted to, couldn't He? He could have sent a team of people to have all kinds of things and figure out all kinds of things. And He could have said, this is the way I'm going to save the world. I'm going to change it. I'm going to let them know I'm in control. You all messed up in the ark and all those type of things. So I'm going to send this enforcement. I'm going to send this enforcement. I'm going to send other things to get everything straightened out. But you know what? God loves you more than that, doesn't He? God says, I'm going to send something that means more to me than anything else so that you can have eternal life. And God says, I'm going to send you my Son. I'm going to send you my Son. Today, I think we need to say thank you, God, don't we? Thank you, God, for being willing to give your Son. I'm so happy today, and us as Christians, I think we should say amen to this. I'm glad I don't have to hang upon an old rugged cross for my sins. Amen? I'm glad that God sent somebody to do it, didn't He? That God said, you know what? I know you're not strong enough, Paul Mills. I know you're not able to do this, so I'm going to send my Son for you. Now, some folks say, well, God sent His Son for the world. Well, yes, He did. But He also sent it for me. And He sent it for you. And I guarantee you one thing for sure today, He'd do it again if He had to, wouldn't He? Because that's how much He loves you. And that's how much He wants the very best for you. So now we know He gave His one and only Son for us. That big question, here's the love. That whosoever believes in Him. That whosoever believes in Him. There's a lot of things that people believe in the world today. I don't know how many denominations there are. They're all around the world. But Nick and Charles back here in the back, Charles Burnett can tell you, they came up to our preacher when we were leaving the United Methodist Church, and they both looked at me and they said, where do you think we need to be? Do we need to look at denominations, or do we need to do any of those other things? And I looked at them both, and I think they'll shake their head and say, this is true. I looked at them both and I said, if we're in another denomination, I'm not going to be your preacher. And that's exactly what I said. If we're in another denomination, I'm not going to be your preacher. Because I truly believe today we are the family of God, aren't we? Amen? We are the family of God because when we get out in so many different denominations, we get so confused about what it means to be saved, don't we? So confused about how do we have eternal life? How do we experience what God wants us to experience in our life? God says that whosoever believes in Him, that means you don't say, if I believe in a preacher, I'm going to heaven. Or if I go to such and such church, I'm going to go to heaven. Or if I say such and such words, I'm going to go to heaven. It doesn't say that, doesn't it? It says that you have to believe in who? In Him. You have to believe in God. And you have to say, God, I want you to come into my heart and my life. You know, I said earlier that one of the best days of your life is to hear your baby cry the first time. Well, I think the greatest day of your life is when you accept Jesus Christ into your heart and your life, isn't it? When you say, not only am I to partake taking care of my life today, but now my life is taken care for hereafter, for 10,000 years or more. Now I have the love of Christ in my life. It is now not me living, but Christ living in me. And Christ is going to deliver me and give me what I need in my life. So you say, Brother Paul, you know what? I've accepted Jesus Christ in my heart and my life. I feel that love of Christ. So Jesus says to you that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have what? Eternal life. Everlasting life. Today, as Christians, I think we forget about that, don't we? We allow the things of this world just to drag us down, don't we? We have so many sources of so many things that tells us all of these things and all of those type of things that go on in our life, and we let the world start to dictate our happiness. But as Christians, we should be the happiest people in the world, shouldn't we? Because we know, and I've said this before, and I'll say it a bunch of more times, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. All my troubles will be laid down somewhere beyond the blue. Aren't you glad to know that today? That this world someday, all of these trivial problems that we have, all these trivial things that we're going through, I'm glad to know one day when I get to heaven, Sheila Mills is not going to have to make my medicine anymore. Aren't y'all going to be glad of that? Aren't you glad to know that God's going to take care of everything you need? When you get to heaven, you're not going to have an electric bill, a water bill, a house payment, a car payment. You're not going to have health insurance, realize that? Naomi will never have to make another doctor's appointment. Aren't we glad about that? Because everything that we have when we get to heaven is going to be taken care of, because He says, I'm going to give you everlasting what? Life. I'm going to give you everything that you need. There's a lot of great things at Christmas that I think we need to be thanking God for. We need to thank God for joy and peace and the gift that He gives to us. But I truly believe today that we need to stop and think truly how much God loves us and how much He gives to us every day. You might say, well, Brother Paul, you know what? I gave my heart and life to Christ a long time ago. And I'm on my way to heaven. But my love's a little tarnished. This world, I've seen so many things, and I've heard so many things, and I've seen so many things that people do to each other, and things that people have done to me. I'm just not as, that word love don't ring as loud as it used to. But praise be to God today, I want you to know, we serve the same God yesterday, today, and forever. That God loved you in the beginning, He's loving you now, and He's going to love you forever. And even when your love may be a little tarnished, and maybe when you're not loving God as much as you should be loving, God still loves you. Today, I wish you'd do something for me. People always say to me, Brother Paul, if there's anything you need, you let me know. Well, I'm going to cash it in today. You ready for it? Why don't you lay some of this stuff down? It's weighing you down. Why don't you just say today, you know what? If God sent His Son to die upon a cross, then He can do anything, can't He? He can do anything for me. Why don't you just today lay those things at Jesus' feet? I truly believe that today that when we lay it at Jesus' feet, He's going to do something about it, isn't He? Our problem is, and I'm talking to myself too, we take it to Jesus' feet, we can't leave it alone, we want to mess with it and answer it ourselves. But we truly believe today, I believe that God knows best, doesn't He? Because He loves you that much. So today, whatever you have, why don't you just lay that down? Maybe today you're here and you've heard that word everlasting life. What does that mean? How do I get that? Well, truly here at Bethlehem, we truly believe that God can save you wherever you are, can't He? Because God's here at the altar. God's right beside you where you are. God's with you when you're riding home in your car. God's with you when you're at your house, where at work, wherever you are. Ask Brandon back there. He can save you wherever you are. And today, if you're saying to yourself, Brother Paul, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure if I have everlasting life. I'm not sure if I've accepted Jesus Christ into my heart and into my life. Well, your preacher and other preachers can tell you there's only three things you've got to do, and you've heard me say it many, many times. You just got to accept Him. You got to believe in Him. and to him, not to the preacher or to the congregation or anybody else, you have to confess your sins. And guess what? When you do that, there's not a waiting period. You don't have to wait 2 to 3 weeks to hear back to see if you're approved. Nothing else has to, there have to be any credit checks or any of those type of things done on you. When you ask those things, guess what God does? He saves your soul. He saves your soul. So today, if this is the day to do it, it'd be great. Here at Bethlehem, we've been blessed. If you decided, you know what? I love God, and I love Bethlehem. And I love people that come here to this church. All the members here at this church, I guarantee you, they'd love to have some more, wouldn't we? So today, if today's the day that you say, I want Bethlehem to be my church family, I want to be a part of that today, I want to experience a little more of that love, it's open and ready for you today. For God so loved. Whatever he's talked to you about today, we invite you to come. We have a closing song. Don't lock it.